Lori Prox here with Valdi City School Superintendent Tim Bauer. Valdi School Board meeting tonight. And Tim, I won't, it's been a little rough start to the school year. And I know that you are taking your daughter to college. So, but you are back. And in fact, jumped right in as the principal at the high school. So I don't, can you give us a bit of a recap or an update? I know there were a lot of rumors about the start of the school year. So,
Well, with our principal, Ms. Brown, was just, we had some issues, concerns that were addressed, and then she, it was agreed upon that she would resign, and she left without incident. But what that did is it created a vacancy in the principalship, and with you know, starting the year with, we had, as you mentioned, it was rough scheduling concerns.
And before we go there, I do want to point out, I know people, you know, we want to know what happened, we want to know, but when it comes to personnel issues, there are some rules, tell people what those are, because, you know, I know, but a lot of people, I think, I don't know.
And I think the first rule is just the respect for the, for all parties involved in any personnel issue that comes up. And I've, with my HR background, it's, you know, I just say, if this were you, would you want everyone talking about you? And they are private matters, and it was dealt with, and wish her the best in moving forward.
And much of that is legality also, because there are certain rules. I'm sure there's an attorney retained by the Valdi School District, and when it comes to HR, I mean, this is not like we decided this one time we're not going to tell people. It's standard practice in any, I mean, the Valdi City City of Valdi, I believe, Valdi City Schools, that personnel matters are not discussed in a public forum.
Every employee has rights to privacy, and that's, it would just be, it would violate some statutes if I were, or laws, if I were to just go out talking about employees and their personal, there's confidentiality there that, that protects the employees, and we have an obligation to do that.
But there were some changes. I mean, and before, you know, that, that hubbub, there were some schedule changes. And, it, you know, it's a bit of a rocky road who's got new people and trying to integrate older things. But can you run down for people out there, because they might have a kid in one school or no kids in the school. There have been some changes, but it seems like they're smoothing out and settling in. And I mean, I guess I have to say, it is harder to change than it is to just do something over and over and over again. So the fact that last minute changes were made and they were painful is not necessarily bad, I mean, it shows initiative to change and try to take the hit to make them better.
And it's the it's damaging to to education, to our students. To write things out just because that's the way we said we're going to do it. So we're constantly evaluating, and I view change as what's best for kids. So if don't, I say this a lot, don't be in love with the idea you walked in with, because there might be a better one. The issue that with the schedules is we're facing the greatest teacher shortage in the country that we've ever faced, and it's not a funding issue. It's a, or a preference issue. If we had 10 teachers right now, we would consider more positions.
And your job, I don't know if you know the numbers. I don't, but there have been so many hires. There's been a lot of retirements. Like this has been pretty unprecedented, but you've, I mean, there are shortages, but I mean, I don't know what the percent is that you filled, probably 90,
It's up there.
90%?
It's,
so we're not as bad as some districts.
No, in fact, we we're one, right now we're currently one FTE down from what we were last year.
And that's full-time equivalent.
Full-time employee, So, and actually as we speak right now, I think that is in motion to be filled. And that is to address the need for students in the middle school with math, math concerns, the differentiation in math. And so it's just to benefit our students. And I hope that it works out and the employee and everything so we can best serve our students. And if it doesn't, well, then we'll look at other options. And it's, I just, people like stability, but if we can do better, and I'm of the belief of why wait?
With the schedules and all of that, are we over the hump? Are we in the new normal and smoothing out?
In the high school, absolutely. The middle school, the schedule will remain absolutely the same. There may be staffing, just differentiated classrooms for students' abilities in math.
Shout out to some of the employees teachers and otherwise that are stepping into roles just for the sake of the kids, because that's happening, right?
Yes.
But, you know, you go to school hired thinking you're going to do one thing,
right?
But in the best interest of the kids, you're now doing something else, which that's hard.
Oh,
so shout out to those folks.
Absolutely. We have student or teachers who have been teaching, and now they're teaching a new grade
That takes a lot of prep.
Oh,
you don't just walk in. So they're already a few weeks behind starting out the school year. So if parents are listening out there, and be patient. And
With the scheduling, it's interesting because I walk around all the buildings. The impact on the students is minimal. The students they're at school.
Whatever,
they're learning. The staff, it's stressful. And I echo what you said, Lori, with the shout out to our staff it's frustrating, but they have risen to the occasion and shining and the focus is on our students in the classroom, and it's been wonderful to see.
Let's go school by school. I know, because I'm a little more familiar with the high school, that there has been a change to the schedule, which my kid likes because it makes the lunch a little bit longer. It was really hard for those high school kids to get lunch or do their thing, and it is kind of cool that they get they have the off-campus privileges. And then also the school year, I think it was kind of different start days, different start times on different days. That's now all consistent. And then you are the principal. So tell us about the high school and changes and what the long-term prognosis is there.
In service, it was with staffing, with administrative changes, it was, hey, what can I do to support you? And one of the requests was, can we cut 10 minutes off of a 20-minute breakfast break and add 10 minutes to lunch break for a variety of reasons? One, weren't a lot of students eating breakfast, but lunch was, as you mentioned, was the request. So we with the alignment of the middle school, we made sure there were no conflicts with the courses or shared teachers. And then it was like, sure, absolutely. It's been very popular with the students and staff. They've very much appreciated it. But and zero impact on instruction time, which that was the number one thing. So I it was just shifting a 10-minute break from one spot to another. Things like that. It just helps with morale, helps with students, and helps with the logistics of getting to and from lunch for an open campus. So happy to do it.
All right. Yeah. And then at the middle school, I know, I think, explain the change with them and their lunch and off campus.
For the middle school is a closed campus, and they can go out and...
And when was that? That was decided last year, right? But this is the first time it's been implemented. Is
correct.
Am I understanding that? Okay.
Correct. Yes. It was proposed last year for this year, and Gretchen Kelly implemented it. It's really essentially the same rules as the elementary school. If you want to come in and take your child out of school for lunch, absolutely, it's your child. If you're in the building, we just ask that you sign in, and that's typical for every school that I've ever worked with. There's, as far as going into classrooms and observing, if there's a reason for that, that would be scheduled, but it's very rare. But we just to keep there shouldn't be any disruption to class time. So we can't have parents just walking in or anyone walking in and into classrooms or in the commons areas or student areas rather during education. So it's just monitoring, being accountable for who's in the building, and for students, it's just safety and focus on education at the middle school.
And is that kind of all settled, shaken out?
I believe so, yes. Yeah.
Okay.
There were some questions on the ambiguity of the policy at the beginning of the year, but I think those are all ironed out now.
All right. And then let's go to the elementary school.
Yes.
Any changes there? Lots of new staff.
New staff, which are it's fun to have new staff always, and the preschool has been expanded, and that's started up, and it's so much fun to see the little ones. The impetus for this is to give them a good foundation for kinder readiness and and then build that strong foundation for phonemic awareness, and it's basically, which is an intro to reading, and really excited to build that program.
All right, and now that school's started, we should point out some of the things. Holy cow, the student body at the high school for the volleyball championship match. Shout out to the football players for, I think, spearheading one heck of a cheering section at Valdez High School. So, and as you mentioned, the kids, you know, they're so resilient, and man, they had a good time, I think, this weekend. So there is that. I think at the middle school, the kids went and did a trip to Kennecott, put on by Ann Norris. Yes. So amazing. Yes. You know, there are some amazing things going on here. So an opportunity, any other things on the start of the school year? I know there's always a theme at the elementary school, so that's been a relatively new idea, and that seems to be working well.
It's fantastic. And the theme is to have a target, and something I've been working on district-wide. We had a Portrait of Valley's graduate meeting last week, which is getting parent input. We had a good showing. It was a lot of valuable information shared. That's going to be built upon with meeting with students, with all stakeholders, community members.
And you started that last year. I know. I knew I didn't.
Yes.
Yeah. So you had one in May or something.
So it's just continuing that, getting a consensus of what we take all the stakeholder information and say what can we do better or remove or focus on or really target our resources to have one common goal. This is what, or not one rather, but to have a vision of this is what we're working towards. And then align all of our curriculum to match that. So it's a process, but it's worth the time and effort.
And so let's talk about you, because you are now the Valdez High School principal and the superintendent. Yeah. But it seems that you've gotten pretty well hired. So that's behind you.
Yes.
The start of the school year, the scheduling. There was a lot of work done on curriculum alignment, as that was why it was so painful, I think, many of the schedule changes.
Yes.
So what now? What do you see? It's very hard, as you mentioned, to try to hire a principal mid-year. So how do you see this working for this year?
Right. Well, the job is posted, and it's working collaboratively with admin and the staff. If we're not in a rush to put someone in that position, it has to be the right person. And which is challenging because we are facing a shortage, and it is September, so there are not a whole lot of viable applicants out there. Right now, it's just working with the staff to set goals and have targeted goals and how we're going to work towards them, so that when we do hire that right person, there's already a ship headed in the right direction. It's just a matter of maintaining that.
All right, and you should be very closely familiar with the operations.
Yes.
And so your office physically is at the high school for the day?
Pretty much, yes. I'm working out of the high school. It's fun. I was just I love saying good morning to the kids and walking around and seeing the teachers teach. I just want to reiterate, it's fun watching the kids. I mean, there are all these adult issues, right, with the challenges of prep, which are valid challenges, but when you walk in the classroom, the students don't know any different, and it's they're working hard, they're learning, and the teachers are dedicated, and it's just a lot of fun to see, and I love being in the buildings.
All right, very good. The agenda, there are reports from all your department heads, and those have been streamlined, so they're kind of pointing to some of the targets that you were talking about.
Right.
I won't go through all of them. They're detailed, and they are worth a read for people if you're if you're interested. You can go pick out from Herman Hutchins Middle School, Business Services, Facility, Special Education, Teaching and Technology. There, too, there was a lot of work done over the summer, so... you know, in many ways, I mean, the education just begins, but the big burdensome work without the kids is you know, you're kind of on the tail end of that, I would imagine.
Right. I think we have, I was told, just over 1,500 devices district-wide. That's from everything from
iPads
to smart
computers,
TVs or whatever. So it's, but that is, we have three people in in that department, and it is a Herculean task to update, maintain, issue, purchase. So
yeah, I have like 9 computers, and it's a Herculean yes. task. I tell you what. Yeah.
So I'm just impressed by everyone.
I was here till 10:30 with my network problems. Yeah.
Right. So Megan Gunderson heads up that up, and then our facilities department is just. Again, it's a very small crew, and they're doing so much every day, and it's just really dedicated workers. So
at this point, are you feeling, you know, if I ask you on a scale of 1 to 10 school district, you know, school district, and you know where you want to be and where you're at?
Well, I'm pretty ambitious as far as goals, and when last year I said this is about a 3-year plan. So overall, to get exactly where we want to be as far as the curriculum alignment moving, overall, we're still ahead of schedule. So I look long-term. We have, for a variety of factors, it was a rough start to a year. But when we step back and say, hey, where are we on the long-term goals, that train has not stopped moving. So it's really with the preschool, the focus on a curriculum alignment, the focus on communication and collaboration, all of those things where we're streamlining and having grade bands work together and feeding into the middle school and really evaluating scores and data, those things are all ahead of schedule, which I'm very proud of, and my hat goes off to the staff for being so willing.
And we talked a little bit about procedure, and like with HR, you know, you cannot talk about personnel issues, right? But what about... but you can talk to the public and you can communicate. And so, but there is a procedure. There is, you know, like, so how would you like for parents to, you know, what is the chain that you would like to see? You know, you have a problem with a child that's at the elementary school.
Right.
Where do you start? And then what are the avenues available?
Right. So I go by 2 rules. Always assume best intentions. We have a wonderful staff. We have wonderful parents across the board. Everyone should just assume best intentions. But if there's a problem, solve it at the lowest level. So if there's a question about what's going on in the classroom, talk to the teacher and ask. Because all teachers, all parents, we're all advocating for our children. So it's just it's a communication issue. It's not.
Well, and a lot of times people will mention something maybe to a school board member, but they're not actively managing any of this. That's I mean, that's your job to manage the different department. And it's the principal's job to manage that school. So
And that's why it any conflict should go up and not down. So it's if it can be solved at the lowest level, if there's an issue in a classroom, then it would be teacher first.
And there are sometimes issues like tonight, if there's something on the, I'm trying to see what's on here, like a policy that you're, you know, then that is maybe a, like at a school board meeting or such. And there's always an opportunity for public comment.
Right.
So anyways, different ways to get involved. And then your door is always open.
Absolutely.
And so now if people were interested in an admin, they could call your admin at the district office to make an appointment because you might be engaged in principal things.
Yes. Or my email is also a great way to get a hold of me. Reach out and I'm happy to discuss or answer any questions at all.
Now, how many people have you talked to? Because I know a lot of times of course, you know, many people choose Facebook as their, you know, their...
Right.
way to express themselves.
Right.
I'll say that. But you can't really engage with that unless people contact, and there are usually less people that will actually call and take people, you know, talk face to face than will, you know, type at 1 a.m.
Right.
So I mean, have you had, I would imagine though, you've had some good conversations.
Oh, wonderful conversations. In fact, I responded to a parent this morning who had a concern and that went through I spoke with the teacher, I spoke with the principal. It's just a lot of times just understanding the rationale behind things. I go back to, we are all advocating for children, all of us, from the parent to all the way to the school board president. It's that our goal is to advocate for children. How we do that and having targeted goals is going to help mitigate some of that confusion, but there will always be need for clarification, questioning, about, I mean, I've done it as a parent with my child being in a classroom. I have a question about what's being provided. So just always ask and assume best intentions and ask.
All right. On the agenda, is there anything you wanted to talk about? I mean, you're purchasing 40-gallon steam kettles. You know, like it seems like it's...
There's a lot of maintenance upgrades and things that have just been... that need to be updated and purchased. We're constantly looking at how we can improve on every department. It's not a really controversial or heavy agenda tonight, but it's still important work that needs to get done. And so,
yeah, sometimes you need it to not be so heavy, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
All right, very good. Well, thanks a lot for coming in. No work session tonight, but there is a 7 p.m. regular meeting, and that will be at City Council Chambers. You can listen on 12:30 a.m. on the streaming app. Go to the school board website or the school district website. Right. Lots of ways to listen if you choose to do so. So, right. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.